Le'ilu nishmas of Kan Mishkamed ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech, but Metzia Parkei Mishnah Aleph. Ezu neshech ve'ezu tarbis. What is neshech ve'ezu tarbis? Neshech is referring to, in the Mishnah, interest, charging interest, paying interest, midiraisa. Neshech is a lashon of a bite, like a snake bite, because the person that's paying interest is losing money. And tarbis is referring to interest, the isser of collecting or charging interest, midirabanan. Neshech midiraisa is on loans, and on loans, ribis. Midiraisa is ribis kitsutsa. It's designated amount. Like in the beginning, when somebody lends you money with a set amount of interest that you're going to pay for paying them back later. And tarbis is usually, midrabanan is when there's a sale going on. And tarbis is almost like a lushan of a more passive way, where it's not as obvious, where somebody benefits from interest later, but it's not as apparent. It's also done through derech mekach u'memkar, and according to many mefarshim, mekach u'memkar, that interest, that ribis, is not midiraisa. Ezu neshech. So what's this neshech midiraisa? Hamal v'sela b'chamisha dinarim. If a person lends a sela, which is worth 4 dinarim, b'chamisha dinarim, to be paid back with 5 dinarim. Or, that's just money. What about metaltalin or food? So sain chitin, 2 saws of wheat, b'sholosh, to be paid back with a volume of 3 saws of wheat. These are also midiraisa, neshu noshech. Vezu tarbis, and what's this tarbis midirabanan? Hamar b'peiris, a person that increases his profit with peiris, with produce. Even though this is not also midiraisa, because this is not through a loan, still it's also midirabanan. Ketzad. Lokachim enuchitin b'dinar zav hakor. If a person buys wheat with a dinar of zav for a kor's worth, so a dinar of zav, let's say it's 25 kesef for a kor. Kor is a volume of wheat. The chain hashar, and that was the actual price. That was the market for it. So you paid him for it. Amdu chitim b'shloshim dinarim. Then the wheat went up, and now it's worth, instead of 25, it's worth 30 dinar. Amr lo, the buyer now says, tain li chitai. Give me my wheat that I paid for a few months ago, let's say. Shani rotzel machron v'likach behen yain. Because I want to now take this wheat, sell it, and buy wine with it. So by the way, if he just gives him his wheat right now, that's not a problem whatsoever. That's not tarbis. A person's allowed to pay up front for wheat, and then he can get the wheat later. Even though the wheat goes up in price, the fact that it went up in price, Chazal look at it, that it went up in price of the buyer. In other words, it's almost as if the buyer already had the wheat. He didn't give it to you yet, but you own it the second you pay money. The seller, can still renege, like we had in the previous Mishnais, until you actually take the metaltalin. There's no kinyan yet. Just giving money doesn't make a kinyan. So why is that as if it went up in your own rishus? So the Teretz is, because we know, because there's a din of Misha Para, that if somebody pays and then reneged, he's over Misha Para. And because of that, that's enough that Chazal made it in your Rishus that you're not over an Isser of Ribis Midrabanan. So it went up in value, but it went up in value in the buyer's property. Even though he doesn't physically have it, it went up in his property. Therefore, that's not considered that the buyer is taking interest from the seller. We always think of interest that the person that's giving the item is always charging interest. Here, it's the flip. The buyer is charging interest from the seller because the thing went up in value and he gave him money. Now he's getting paid more for taking it later. But again, it went up in his own value, so it's not a problem. And even if the seller didn't have the wheat is something that he was able to buy at that point in time when he paid him for it. So therefore, since he was able to buy it then, it was as if he had it, the seller. And therefore, since the seller technically had it, it's as if the buyer had it as well. So it went up in the buyer's rishus. Amar lo, but that's not what happened here. He said to him, Harei chitecha asuya lai b'shloshim dinarim. I'm not going to pay you back the wheat. I'm going to consider the wheat worth the 30 dinar in which it's worth. But instead, and instead of paying it back, I'm going to pay you back with wine. Now here the difference is he's not using the money that was given as the currency designated to what he's going to pay the buyer back with. Rather, it's not the money that was given because it went up in value. He only gave 25 and now we're up to 30. He's using the mechila of the 30 as the currency to designate what he's paying back. And because that's the case, and he wants to pay back with wine, and even if the value of wine is what he's designated to pay him back with, but he doesn't have the money. The first part of the case with the wheat, he had enough money to buy wheat at that time. So therefore, that's enough to consider it is in the buy, that the wheat was in the buyer's rishus, because the seller could easily get the wheat. But now, the seller can't easily get the wine, because he doesn't have the buyer's money to buy the wine. He doesn't have 30. He has 25. He doesn't have 30. So we don't have this heter of yotza hashar that we had by the wheat. Yotza hashar means that's what the value is. I can easily buy it. You can easily buy it. You don't have the money for it. Yes, it went up in value. It's worth 30 now, but that's a mechilas chov. That's not cash. And therefore, we consider that the value went up now in the mocher's rishus. So therefore, when the mocher now gives you wine that he doesn't have, the yayin ein lo, like the Mishnah says, and he doesn't have the wine, that's as if you gave him $25, and later on, you got $30 out of it by the fact that he paid you later. And that's ribis midrabanan.